Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Millions of Americans will get a bigger tax refund this year thanks to an array of new tax breaks. They include the elimination of taxes on tips and a larger deduction for elders. But there are items to look out for, too. Leslie McLean is a low-income taxpayer clinic director for DNA People's Legal Services in Flagstaff, Arizona. She says most people will likely fall somewhere on either side of what many tax experts predict will be an extra $1,000 rebate this year.
That's what we're hearing, right? That folks should expect on average a $1,000 refund, which is interesting because your refund really depends on, you know, how much federal withholding you've had, whether you're eligible for the child tax credit and the earned income credit. And of course, those credits have increased. Even if you don't have a tax liability, you will get a refund, you know, up to $1,700 per child. And that's true for the earned income tax credit also. It's a refundable credit. So that's why it's important to file your tax return so you can get those credits. You know, I think to say an average of a $1,000 refund is it's a little difficult to say because that average means some people won't get any refund and other people will get a very large refund. So it's best just to go and have your taxes done, or if you're able to do them yourself, so you can make sure you're getting the highest refund that you're eligible for.
McLean says one potential hurdle is the significant staffing cuts at the Internal Revenue Service over the past year, which could slow tax return processing and the ability to get questions answered. Chelsea Sosi also works with DNA People's Legal Services. She is Dene. One ongoing problem she warns about are unscrupulous businesses that set up near reservations during tax season, aiming to take advantage of uninformed taxpayers.
Commercial preparers like to set up in border towns of tribal nations. And this is a big issue because a lot of commercial preparers don't have the certifications that other organizations like Volunteer Income Tax Assistance and Tax Counseling for Elderlies do. Right now, there are no regulations for commercial preparers to be enrolled agents. So sometimes that can lead to bad returns, and then they impose high interest preparation loans and advertise those to people who could use the money right away. But people, I can say for my experience culturally, they like to have that face-to-face interaction. So even more when it's with people we know. But couple that with historically higher rates of poverty and unemployment on tribal nations, it's easy for people to seek out options that might be free or try to find the biggest refund.
Sosi recommends a certified and enrolled preparer for people who need assistance completing their tax returns. Another potential hang-up for Native Americans this year stems from President Trump's executive order eliminating paper tax refund checks. Leslie McLean says that could create problems for people who don't have traditional bank accounts and others who have become accustomed to the previous system.
This is going to be a real transitional year. This is a year that, you know, we're going to have to really work with folks on trying to get them to be able to receive digital refunds for many reasons. And, you know, the refund anticipation loans and the different products that are available for really, in my opinion, high costs, right? So we've seen families spend up to $1,000 for their tax prep, for either direct, you know, a card, a bank card that they get with it for a refund anticipation loan. And, you know, that's $1,000 that they could have kept in their pocket for their families. So it really does behoove us to help our taxpayers get in a position where they can electronically receive their refunds.
There are a number of resources that provide free or reduced cost help with tax returns. They include the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Service, or VITA, and the Tax Counseling for the Elderly programs. You can hear the full interview with these tax experts by going to NativeAmericaCalling.com. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.